Unusual Irish Stories, a continuation. On the morning of the 1st of October 1941, a porter working on the North Wall docks in Dublin upended a large case that had been accidentally turned upside down the night before when it was actually being unloaded from a ship. The ship was called Slieve Bawn from Liverpool. The porter thought it was his imagination when he heard tapping coming from inside the crate. He listened carefully and it started again. He tapped the case and received an answering tap from inside. He called other porters to help and the case was quickly opened. The men were amazed to find a hysterical, semi-conscious Frenchman upside down and encased in a large plaster cast. The frantic man was brought to Jervis Bay Hospital. There he identified himself as a 40-year-old Morris Carsicus de Labro, an artist with an address in London. The gentleman's paintings were due to go on show in Dublin, but he was unable to obtain the necessary visa, so he arranged to ship himself inside the crate to a Dublin art gallery at Molesworth Street. The Frenchman planned his trip carefully and had a plaster cast made which fitted his body and prevented him being buffeted too severely in the packing case. He spent 4 days en route from London to Dublin. Everything had gone to plan until a careless dock worker unloaded the packing case and left it upside down with its occupant standing on his head and unable to do anything about it. Anyway, it all ended quite well and the man survived his ordeal. And another little story. At about 10 a.m. on the 23rd of April 1900, there was a shower of small fish in a bog close to the Coast Guard station at Kilcreedon, County Clare, about 300 yards from the sea. Several men were working in the bog at the time and reported the unusual occurrence to the officer in charge of the station. He investigated and found that about 150 fish had fallen from the sky. They were young sand eels, which frequent shallow water near the coast at that time of the year. The bog was west of Shannon and the direction of the wind was north-northwest, force 2. It was a fine day, the sky was clear and the wind blew steady. Isn't it amazing what can fall from the sky? I suspect something fishy is happening here. Here's the thing. Coloured hailstones have sometimes fallen. R.A. Mullen, a solicitor from Newry in County Down, was driving a gig near Castlewell in County Down on May the 7th, 1885, when he was caught in the middle of a hail shower. Some of the hailstones were red. The colour pervaded the substance of the stones. It stained Mr. Mulligan's fingers. Here's the story of an Irish thief who fell foul of the Greenock police on January 1880 in Ireland. When caught, the man pretended he was in a coma. His ruse did not fool a Greenock police sergeant and a state of consciousness was quickly induced. The thief was transported to the town where it was alleged he had committed a robbery and jailed there to await trial. He soon escaped the jail and fled. A few days later he was caught red-handed and taken into custody, but not before some blows had been exchanged between him and the constables. Bleeding from the mouth as a result of a whack from a baton, the Irishman was brought before the police surgeon, who did not know his tricks and couldn't tell what he was up to. The cunning thief pretended to be dying, and his acting was so convincing that the surgeon readily believed the thief had died in front of him. After laying out the dead man in the mortuary, minus his boots, the surgeon hurried off to report the fatal assault by the police. The mortuary was attached to the police station, and the surgeon left the door ajar. After the surgeon made his report to the ranking officer, the policeman involved in the assault was detained. When this officer and the surgeon returned to the mortuary to examine the corpse, it was gone. The Irishman had made another daring escape. Isn't that incredible? Another little blast from the past. In February 1773, 14-year-old Anne Mulligan of Roxbury went to visit the neighbour's house one evening and returned home that night having completely lost her voice. She remained that way until May 1777, that's 4 years, when friends brought her to Dr. Connell of Bunroe in Cavan, Dr. Conlon was known as the Mad Doctor on account of his unusual medical methods, and his treatment of Anne showed how unorthodox he was. The doctor heard her story, examined the girl, then brought her into his dining room and locked the door. He sat her at one end of the table and then sat opposite. He began by distorting his features into a shocking manner intended on frightening the girl. After some time he jumped up, grabbed her dagger that was hanging over the mantelpiece and ran at the girl. He was swearing he was going to kill her. She dropped to her knees, begging him to spare her life, and then fainted. On coming to, she completely regained her speech, which she never lost again. By the way, these stories were published by Gill and Macmillan many years ago. Thanks for listening. This is Barry Mack.